So it's been a little time since we have come to the communion table here at the God School. This faith activity is so important. About the last month or so, my mind has been preoccupied. I give all credit to God, not totally, but preoccupied with things of this life. This communion table, this table of the Lord, this table of grace was instituted by Jesus Christ Himself in order to bring our focus back to Jesus, at this table there are elements, a cup of wine, a piece of broken bread, water will do, any other edible will do. They are but symbols. There is nothing in and of themselves that's significant. They are designed to cause us to remember Jesus. As the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 speaks to this table of the Lord, he says, as oft as ye do this, quoting Christ, do it in memory of me. He speaks to the fact some do it not unworthy, but unworthily, and he describes partaking unworthily as not discerning the body of Christ. So, to employ discernment at this table we, through the scripture, bring out the many and various descriptions. God gives us of Jesus. This morning, I want to go to a couple of Old Testament passages. I would remind the hearers that that the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed, and the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. I want to go to first Exodus 17. God's people are chiding with God's appointed leader, and God's leader says, you know, what shall I do with these people? They be almost ready to stone me, the fourth verse says. And it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come forth out of it, there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Moses took the rod and he smote the rock. Over in Numbers 20, we get this report. Again, the people chiding with God's appointed leader, beginning in, let's read in the third verse, and the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It's a place, it's no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thy rod, symbol of authority, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and the beasts drink. Two events took place. One, Moses struck the rock, a type of Jesus Christ, being smitten for us. Isaiah 53 says, hang in there with me. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Afterwards, when after the rock had been smitten, God gives the instruction now only to speak to the rock. Now, the English translations can't give us this full picture, but in Exodus it says, smite, the Hebrew word tsur, rock, big rock. When we encounter that same rock now in Numbers 20, it says, speak to the Selah or Seleh. It's a different word. And the meaning is, now, a cleft rock. We have that wonderful old hymn of the church, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Here's the symbol, here's the meaning. Christ, smitten once, Hebrews letter says, died once and for all. The act has already taken place as it did in Exodus. Now, the requirement was speak to that cleft rock and the water and to people in a desert. It is life. At the communion table, there's no need for a priest to pronounce certain words over the elements. There's no need for a minister to perform some kind of ceremony. You and I can do it in our homes, in the presence of Christ. This is a faith act. It says in Romans 10, the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, and in thine heart. That is the word of faith. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall faith in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man faiths unto righteousness, and with the mouth proclamation is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever faiths on him shall not be ashamed. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, in the third verse, it says, and they did all eat the same spiritual meat. Two elements at this table, the bread symbolizing the body of Christ to which he gave his back to the smiters. And it says, surely he did bear our griefs and carried our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace, shalom, that means health, wholeness, wellness, even prosperity was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Take the bread with me this morning, and with the mouth proclaim that promise is ours, is, make it personal, is yours in Christ Jesus, and say, with his stripes I was healed in Jesus. Amen. That is no doubt. Paul goes on to say in this 10th chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the of that spiritual rock. That, King James says, followed them. There's a note in the margin, says, went with them. And that rock was Christ. As we take this cup and lift it, understanding that he supplied all that was needed, the water in the desert, the blood that washes us from, or cleanses us from, all our sins. And that rock was Christ. Lift this cup with me. with thanksgiving for what God in Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Amen.